Merry Christmas to you all. It's good to see everybody here. Before we go into God's Word today, let us take a moment and pray. Father, we thank you for this day that we celebrate. Jesus, we celebrate more than just the day of your birth. We celebrate more than a simple birthday. But God, we celebrate the Messiah, the one who was and is to come. The one who came to save us from our sin, to be an atonement for us, to make a way to the Father, and to satisfy the wrath of God. And because of your Son, we have been made new. We have been made whole. And those who believe in him will never perish, but have eternal life. And God, we thank you for this precious gift that we receive from you. This is the greatest Christmas gift that anybody could ever receive. Eternal life, salvation, the riches of your grace and your mercy. So Lord, I pray for those here who have not been to church in a very long time. God, may they hear the gospel today. May dry bones breathe. May dead people come back to life. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's scripture comes from the Gospel of Mark. Now, you guys are thinking to yourself, Mark does not have a birth story. It does not have a manger story or any kind of Christmas story. But I'm reading through Mark today because in one verse, Mark captures the essence and the summary of why Jesus was born. So, Mark chapter 1, verse 15, this is God's word for us today. Jesus said, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." That is God's word for us today. Now, this Christmas season, the Lord has placed an incredibly great burden on my heart. My brothers and sisters at ARC, they know, and they also share the same burden with me. I shared this message with them on Sunday. But this year, our church has gone through a great deal of growth in fellowship and in community. I think this year has been the year where our church has grown closer together more than ever before. However, we are also very aware of people in the church who come out of obligation, and there are clearly people who come to church once every 3 months. Maybe this happens in KM too, but it happens where people come once every 6 months, maybe once a year. And maybe there are some of you here today, this is your once a year church attendance. So this Christmas, I imagine myself thinking, if I have 5 minutes with one person, one stranger in this room, if I was getting coffee with one person, I had to talk with them for 5 minutes, what exactly would I tell them? Would I tell them to live a good life? Will I tell them to chase after their dreams? That happiness is all that matters in the world? No. I will talk to them about their soul. I will talk to them about their eternity. Because that's what matters in life. That's all that there is to this world. So on behalf of my brothers and sisters at Arise Reformed Church and also DKPC, our beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, I am pressed today to preach and proclaim only the gospel of Jesus Christ during this Christmas holiday. So normally you will hear a sermon about the birth story of Jesus today. You'll hear something about a manger. You'll hear something about wise men. You'll hear something about gifts or a virgin birth and a baby. But today I want to tell you why Jesus was born into this earth. Mark 1:15 tells us this. As he was urgently and frantically writing this gospel, the very first gospel, he knew that he had very little time to write this. And so as he was writing and as he was limited on ink and pen, he writes only the vital components of Jesus' life and his ministry. Mark writes his gospel with one central theme. There's only one important theme in the gospel, Mark, and it's this: repentance. And this is the first thing that Jesus says in the gospel of Mark. The very first line that Jesus says in this book is this. 30 years after his birth, Mark records Jesus' first words as he starts his journey to the cross. And this is what he says. He says, the time is fulfilled. What does that mean? The time is now. There's no waiting around. Some of you in here are waiting around, living your life, moving up in your career, chasing after your flesh. But God and his word is telling you today, the time is now. And the kingdom of God is at hand. So what should we do? Jesus says, repent and believe in the gospel. Friend, I share this message with you today because, to be honest with you, hearing a story about a manger will not save you. Hearing a story about three wise men or three gifts will not save your soul. They're important. It's important to know about the birth of Jesus. But doing what Jesus tells you to do, doing what Jesus says, saves you. And today, my friends, Jesus says to you, repent and believe in the gospel. This is the reason why Jesus was born today. And this is the gospel inside of the manger story. Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. But he emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in a human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And therefore, God has highly exalted and bestowed on him the name that is above every other name, every name on this earth, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue would confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. To my brother or sister who has come to church today, and it's been a while, to the one who has visited for the first time this year, I want to first say welcome. Welcome to our church. And I'm sorry, I'm so serious, but I'm not here to be an entertainer. I'm not here to make you feel good. But if you're here for the first time in a long time, I'm here to tell you a message that is probably the most important thing you will ever hear in your life. And it's the gospel. That Jesus came today to save you. And if it's your first time here, or if it's the first time in a long time, I pray I see you next week. I hope I see you Sunday. I hope I see you next Sunday and the Sunday after that and the next Sunday. And I hope and pray that the gospel would ring true into your heart, that you would believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the only message that I want to preach today. Friends, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. So I invite you today, repent and believe in the gospel. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your Son. Today is not about exchanging gifts. Today is not about just meeting with friends and family and having the day off from work. Today is an incredibly important day where we are reminded of the birth of Jesus Christ. And as we think about the birth of Jesus, we need to understand, God, that this is not a birthday that we celebrate, but this is a day where we celebrate why Jesus came. And Jesus, you came to save us from our sin. And so, Lord, I pray for those who have stepped into this place for the first time in a long time. May you do an amazing, life-changing work in their hearts today. May they lose sleep. May they wrestle with you. May they be conflicted. May they be convicted by your word. Holy Spirit, may you not let go of them. And Lord, we pray for the rest of the church. May this day be a day where we celebrate your Son and what he has done for us. May we worship him with open ears and hearts and minds as we listen to your word this morning. Thank you, God, for all that you have done for us. We praise you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Peace be with you.